Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Some really sad news, actually, for the Irish travel industry, as one of Ireland's oldest, largest and best known travel agents, frankly, and tour operators in the country, Joe Walsh Tours, has been forced to close down. In a statement, the Commission for Aviation Regulation said, Joe Walsh Pilgrim Tours Limited, trading under 10 different brand names, including Joe Walsh Tours, is unable to fulfil its obligations to customers and has ceased trading. For more on this, I'm joined by Michael Collins from Travel Media PR Company and a spokesperson for Joe Walsh Tours, and also by Pat Dawson, the CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. You're both very welcome to the programme. I'll go to you first of all, Michael Collins, because you're the spokesman today for Joe Walsh Tours. Many people just don't realise how huge the operating company was.
Good afternoon, Cormac. Yes, agreed. It is a very sad day for Joe Walsh Tours, the family itself, and also the broader travel industry. Joe Walsh Tours started in 1961 and was probably the first travel company to bring low-cost package holidays to Ireland. And it's been a firm favourite for many, many decades. And I think anybody of a certain era will think fondly back on those early days. And many people have booked their first holidays and first flights with Joe Walsh Tours.
Yeah, so it's not an easy decision today then.
No, not at all. A very sad decision, and I think a very difficult position for the family. But without a doubt, definitely brought on by COVID. The company, Joe Walsh Tours, has not been able to trade since March of last year. But at the same time, obviously, they have overheads, they have other costs, and they have staff. So eventually, time runs out.
Mm. What's happened then? I mean, why are they ceasing trading?
So you get to a stage where there's an obligation to fulfil a bond. So all travel agents and tour operators in Ireland are governed by the Commission for Aviation Regulation. And at this time of the year is part of that licensing period. And obviously the directors of Joe Walsh Tours felt that they couldn't fulfil that obligation. And in the best interest of all involved, they had to approach the regulator. So there's a process, and the good thing is that all consumers are protected. So the bond does protect people who do have holidays that are booked for next year or who have paid deposits.
Okay, so they are protected, are they? So tell me then, this has been under consideration, I would say, for some time. Is it a multitude of factors that has resulted in Barry and David Walsh saying, look, we can't do this anymore? Or is it something specific?
I think in reality, it is the pandemic. I think, this time last year, it would definitely have not been in the same position. So obviously, yes, over time, they have worked hard to, adapt and adjust and save money, etc. But in reality, it is the pandemic. And I think we've seen that Ireland has some of the most restrictive protocols when it comes to travel, and obviously that is going to have an impact. I don't think the brothers would argue with the steps and measures that the government have had to take when it comes to travel, but in reality, if you put in measures like that, there is going to be an impact at the end of the day, and this is definitely it. And we've seen other travel agents have to close as well, and I don't think this will be the last.
But is it the pandemic, or is it the way Ireland and the government has handled the pandemic? Because I spoke with the CEO of EasyJet recently, and he was saying, where's the roadmap? Where's the certainty for aviation in his case? Is it similar for Joe Walsh Tours? I mean, could they have held on and could they have operated their way out of this pandemic if there was a clear roadmap, I wonder?
Certainly, light at the end of the tunnel would have been good. I think, as a business, Joe Walsh Tours was a very viable business. Its pilgrim business was incredibly popular. I think every diocese in the country, would have booked their annual trip with Joe Walsh Tours. And I think there's a gap left in the market there and in Irish society in terms of that was integral to Irish community. So I think it is difficult. There is also the fact that Joe Walsh Tours did have protection, as in it had insurance for business interruption, and we obviously saw there was a High Court case back in January, but that hasn't been processed in time. So I think maybe at the start of the year, Joe's Tours would have hoped that would have, you know, proceeded quicker, but obviously it hasn't. Okay. And that's where we are today.
Well, that's the nuts and bolts of it from a business point of view. Michael Collins, stay with me for a second. I want to talk now to Pat Dawson, who's CEO of the ITAA, the Irish Travel Agents Association. Can I talk about the customers, first of all, Pat, who may have booked a holiday with Joe Walsh Tours? What should they do in this situation?
Yeah, they immediately should contact the Commissioner of Aviation, and if they go on their actual site, and there is a claim form that you can fill in there, and that can be done very, very quickly. And we were talking to the Commission today, and they're getting extra staff in over the next couple of weeks to handle the claims, and hopefully that process will take 6 to 8, 10 weeks, and people will get their money back.
So Rory, when he texts the programme and he says, that's my deposit of €200 gone with the demise of Joe Walsh Tours, might not be correct.
I know, it isn't correct. It isn't correct. No, anyone that has a receipt and confirming the money they have paid over, and that'll be gone through by the Commission of Aviation, and Rory will get his refund back.
OK, can I get your reaction to the demise of Joe Walsh Tours then, Pat? Because it is like one of the big beasts in the sector going down, isn't it?
Yeah, and talking with Michael is talking, I worked for Joe Walsh Tours myself for 21 years, and I would say that they created maybe 20 or 30 travel agents in the country. And going back in the days when I worked there, Joe Walsh had operations out of Manchester, Glasgow, Belfast, Cork. They had 5 retail offices in Dublin. And that has been cut back over the last 15, 20 years as such. And they have slimmed down and concentrated mainly on pilgrimages and long haul stuff. So they have, it has got smaller in years. I would say when I worked back there in the sort of 80s, 90s, I'd say they were carrying 60 to 80,000 passengers as such. Mm-hmm. So certainly they've specialised a bit more. And as Michael said, they're huge in pilgrimages. I went on some of them myself and down to Lourdes and other places. So certainly they were very popular and highly respected. And, I think of the family and I think of Mrs. Walsh today. And
and the employees, been, of course, as well.
And the employees. And, I know still some of them well, and they're ex-employees. I meet them every other week as such.
The problem here, Pat, is I wonder, is this the start of something more consistent in the travel or tourism sector? Because of the pandemic, companies can no longer withstand the pressures of debt and so on.
Well, it will be if the government do not continue the extended income support, and that's very, very important as such. And certainly we have got help with salaries, we have got help with the CRSP payments, but that's due to end when we get out of level 5. But if that's not continued on until the end of the year, other travel agents will be in trouble. And we have a meeting with the department on Friday to talk about this, and certainly the demise of Joe Walsh will really bring it to a head.
Why, have you got an inkling that PUP and CRSP payments will end before the end of 2021?
Well, the travel industry, they only get it really on level 5, which is a crazy scenario, considering we're on level 5 for now 13 months as such. And that's part of the system. And that system will have to be changed. And we've spoken to several ministers and we've spoken to the Department of Transport about this. It's a crazy regulation. And there's no question about it. Unless we get Chris to the back end of the year and early next year, there will be other casualties coming in front of us.
Okay, look, we'll leave it there. Pat Dawson, CEO of the ITAA, and also Michael Collins of Travel Media PR. Thank you very much indeed, both of you, for discussing what is a sad news story, without question, the demise of Joe Walsh Tours. 51551.